It's late afternoon, and the sun is setting over the fields next to Central High School in Burlington. Inside, four students stand at the front of the classroom. Their advisor hits the stopwatch on his phone, and they launch into their presentation.
And today, we're excited to tell you about the story.
They've been working on this
Burlington
since before school started.
Each story builds upon one another and began to further define us as a chapter. Oh, that's my ending part.
There are still a few kinks to work out, but in only a few weeks, they'll don their famous blue corduroy jackets and give this presentation on stage in an auditorium at the FFA National Convention.
All in the same room, with one goal, to develop the skills necessary.
They're nominated for the Model of Excellence Award. That means they're in the top 10 of more than 8,000 chapters in the country. Sophomore Sophia Battaglia is one of those students.
It's like mood swings, pretty much, where it's like, that's awesome, I'm going to national convention. It's like, oh, I'm going to national convention.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know my part yet, and we only have this many days.
That's why these students, like junior Eric Metz, are here on a Thursday night.
I don't think I've ever studied for something so hard.
Yeah.
I don't study.
The presentation must be 15 minutes, and it covers all of the events and community service the chapter worked on over the past year. And it helps that Central's chapter is growing. So says one of their advisors, Buddy Haas.
So we did have 158 students in the program, and then this year for the 2019-2020, we're right around 220 kids in the chapter in the program.
And Central is right outside of the Chicago suburbs. But Haas says growth is not just happening in the suburbs and in rural communities.
Seeing the growth of just urban students and urban high schools getting ag programs and FFA is really interesting. And so it's helping kind of shift the dynamic of what ag education and FFA is.
That's important to the students. When asked about misconceptions people have about FFA, the group erupts.
Literally today.
Eric pounds on the table.
Oh, he's missing Halloween for his farmers convention. I'm like, all right, FFA is more than just farming. It broadens it goes into everything agriculture related. It's not just farmer convention.
Eric's dad is a farmer, but that's not the case for most people in this chapter or in FFA in general. According to the Illinois State Association FFA, only about 10% of members come from farming families. He even asks one of his fellow FFA officers, Junior Amy Hernandez.
Have you ever been on a farm?
No.
No.
You don't have to be. I've never grown a plant.
Can't keep up a lot.
I've tried and it dies within like 2 weeks. So, I mean, yeah, but that's definitely a big misconception.
Aside from the misconceptions, the students spoke about the opportunities FFA has given them. It's those opportunities that got their advisor, Buddy Haas, into teaching. He actually wasn't a part of FFA in high school because they didn't have a program.
Really, FFA is the reason why I became a high school ag teacher. And the cool part with the regional program we have set up now is that I have the opportunity, hopefully in the future, to even teach kids from my alma mater through District 303 when they start joining our program here in the next couple years.
And Haas understands many students come into ag classes skeptical, and he has to try to win them over. Some of those skeptical students are even officers now. That includes Ashley Walker.
I tried to get out of Intro to Ag and go into another science class, and I couldn't change it, and it was God's plan.
It helps that a lot of social issues and careers dovetail into agriculture. Major laws like hemp production to global issues like climate change all have roots in ag.
Tell the students a lot, by 2050, you know, the world's demand for food is going to double, and we got to figure out how we can feed that world. And so having an ag class, you know, I tell them, I say it's not just about farming, it's about if you like wearing clothes, if you like eating, like going places, that's ag.
The group is going to the national convention at the end of October. The chapter has never been in the top 10 before, and by the time they leave, they could be number one in the nation. I'm Peter Medlin.